This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
The nursery that they got out there is just unbelievable, and we've got a product of the nursery.
Product of your old school?
Yes.
Scope.
Yep.
He's joined us now live for his Mowers Club debut. Lindsay Smith, welcome.
Hey, how are we?
Now, did you hear much at Westfield Sports High about their most famous student, Justin the Scope Horror?
Can't say we heard too much. We had a lot of great NRL players come through that system. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, mate. Hi, Lindsay. It's Justin Horror here, mate. Gibbo, our producer, has got the notes down. I didn't realise you'd gone to Westfield Sports, and I can understand you not knowing that I went there because my name is absolutely mud from my time there. What about the gang that come through with you? We had some really solid first graders come through, and the nursery has been great over the years. Are there any players of note? I know young Lachlan Galvin from the West Tigers made his debut on the weekend, another Westfield Sports product. Who's part of your crew coming through, mate?
Yeah, we actually had a pretty good crew, to be honest. Out of my team, I think there's six or seven of us, maybe. Stefano Utokamanu was one of them.
Wow.
Guys like Tommy Talao, Jake Averillo, Jason Saab, Matt Dory as well. So there's a fair few of us in my year.
How did you just go, mate?
Imagine playing that side. Imagine rocking up for just your local, you know, state high school, and then you got to play Westfield.
Yeah, it was pretty pretty good side, and we were lucky not to lose many games, and I think we were lucky to win the GIO for the first time for Westfields in 2016, which is pretty cool.
So you were the team, Okay, I remember the team now, yep.
So that was a pretty special moment for the school, I guess. So, yeah.
You played a little bit of Australian schoolboys as well. Some decent players in that team with you?
Yeah, fair few. Yeah, there was actually. I think Campbell Graham was playing NRL at the time. And there was a fair few. Right, Tanner Boyd, Dave Fafita, Bronson Sherry and Zach Lomax and the like. So there was a fair few in that team as well.
So you used to win him, mate.
There he is.
You're at the perfect club. You've been surrounded by star players dating all the way back to high school. One of the main questions that I wanted to ask you, I think I can see your projection. You had a full season last year for the Panthers playing 23 games. I really see you as a starter moving forward, and I think it's definitely in your future. But, geez, you've got a couple of good front rowers in front of you at the moment, mate. So fill me in a little bit on just the day-to-day workings and how Moses Leota and James Fisher-Harris in particular prepare themselves for a game and some of the things that you've taken from their game to help you.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty unreal, and they certainly put in a lot of work, that's for sure. They're probably some of the last to leave the field, and they're pretty cool to learn under. They're probably, in my opinion, the two best front rowers for the last, as a pair for the last 4 or 5 years together. So, they're pretty sensational. They don't miss a step in preparation. They make sure they do all the video and they get everything done. And, as I said, some of the last to leave the field and some of the first to be at training. So they're pretty unreal to learn under and, couldn't ask for anything more.
You started on Thursday night in the grand final rematch, and impressively, the team didn't miss a beat with you filling the shoes of James Fisher-Harris. What was your role heading into that game?
Oh, yeah, thanks for that. I guess when you're sort of missing someone like Fish, you can't really replace him. So I guess for me, it was just bringing what I bring to the table and just trying to do my role and do what's best for the team. So, yeah, I think with Fish out and he's probably arguably best front rower in the game. You definitely can't replace him. So, just doing my job and getting on with it.
All right, mate. We've got Connor Watson coming up a little bit later in the show, and they came off a really good victory against South Sydney last night. You got them coming up this week. Some of the names in that forward pack. Obviously, the 300 game at Jared Warrior Hargraves, Lindsay Collins. He looked like he was hobbling a little bit after the game, but a player that you'd probably be familiar with due to his brother playing in your team, Terrell May. It's another big test coming up, mate.
Yeah, 100%. I got to watch a bit of the game last night. I thought they were pretty unreal in that win. And as you said, their forward packs, they're star-studded all over. And yeah, I think obviously you've got the big names like Lindsay Collins and Jabari Hargraves, but even I think Terrell's been doing an unreal job for him, whether he started or off the bench. And he's another one I was lucky enough to play a little bit of like 20s with. And yeah, he's been unreal for them, and can't wait for the challenge this weekend.
I'd love to know about the Panthers pre-season, Lindsay. So we're seeing across in the AFL to start the season, Collingwood off the back of a premiership, 0-3 to start the season, off the pace, looks like they're lacking a bit of motivation. Penrith are incredible, where they win the comp, come back the next year as motivated, as hungry as ever, don't miss a beat. What's your pre-season like, and how do you stay up season on season?
Yeah, pre-season's always tough. I don't think it sort of matters where you are, but it's definitely hot out at Penrith, which doesn't make it easy. But I think it's probably off the back of our leaders, guys like Dylan Edwards, Nathan Cleary, and like guys like Isaiah. They sort of set the tone, and they don't miss a beat, and sort of forces everyone else to make sure they're at their best. So I think without them, you sort of don't have that leadership and the intensity and training that they bring and force everyone else to bring. So, yeah, I think it's a lot goes down to our leaders, to be honest.
And obviously, outside of footy, we've had conversations. I know you love your golf, mate. How's the golf going at the moment? Have you? I know it's early in the season and players generally wait to, sort of the mid part to start getting their golf back in. Have you found any time to play some golf at the start of the season?
Nah, not at the moment, to be honest. I've got a 6-week-old at home at the moment, so.
Oh, congratulations!
I haven't had too much time to get out, and I don't think the missus would be happy if I got out at the moment.
But, yeah, it's too early, mate.
I can't wait to get back into it, to be honest. Obviously love to play, and got a couple of good mates that were good golfers, so I can't wait to get back out there, to be honest. So yeah.
How are you finding the balance with a 6-week-old, training, playing, recovering, sleeping? What's that like?
Yeah, it's different, that's for sure. The spare bed's always nice and up for a game to get a full night's sleep in. So, but he's pretty good, and it's obviously super exciting for myself and my partner. And yeah, it's been good. She's been amazing, allowing me to be a bit selfish at times to make sure I get my recovery and saunas and that sort of stuff in. So it's been a cool experience, but I think I'm slowly adapting to life with a newborn.
Well, awesome, mate. Lindsay, really appreciate you coming on. Really big game coming up this weekend. It's probably going to be the game of the weekend, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So I really appreciate you coming on, mate, and all the best for the rest of the season.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.